Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 11, 2023. How can we turn to the Creator? Question. We all unite and ask the Creator for peace in the world so the nations do not suffer disasters but prosper. It is said that if you constantly pray about it, the answer will come immediately. But people have always asked for that. Why do some nations suffer more than others? Does this mean they are on the path of hastening time, Akishina, more than others? How does this work? What can be done about it? Answer: the best thing is to unite with each other and turn to the Creator with all problems, and then you will hear from Him where you were wrong in the 10, how to correct yourselves, and how to get closer to the Creator. That is basically our whole work. If you are united, you can turn to the Creator with anything you want. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 14, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam 2 states. The price of efforts. Question. If from our connections in the group and in the community, we feel increasing pressure from the upper, then how do we accept this correctly in order to move to a new degree? Answer: it depends only on how connected a person is with his friends. Question: if we make efforts to unite, can we say that everything else will pass and catch up by itself? Answer: nothing passes by itself, you have to ask and pay for everything. The price is the amount of egoism you have to overcome in order to connect with others. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 29, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam descends and incites, ascends and complains. Be attracted to others. Comment: I was given the feeling that there is no love in my heart, and what used to seem like love turned out to be something contrived by egoism. My response: this is right, this is in fact so. How can we have love for others? It is only for ourselves. Therefore you need to work on yourself, connect with your friends, and ask the Creator to give you the force of bestowal, then you will have the attraction to others. Question: what is a sure sign of pure love for friends? Answer: the fact that you think only about them. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 29, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam descends and incites, ascends and complains. Why the Creator created emptiness? Question: what does it mean that the Creator fills the emptiness in me? Answer: He gives you answers to what you ask for and fills the emptiness through that. Question: what is the right way to turn to Him so that He does it? Answer: ask Him to reveal Himself in the emptiness that He created in advance. You feel it and ask Him to be revealed in it. Question: is He sort of at my beck and call like someone serving my desires? Answer: and so what? You are asking Him to be revealed in this emptiness in order to bring Him contentment. Question: how do I feel this request? Answer: this question is not for me. As much as you go deeper into spiritual work, you will reveal your feelings. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 28, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, a pomegranate. Dialogue with the Creator through teachers and friends. Comment: when I want to ask a question, I immediately get an answer to it through my friends and through you. I experience such joy within. I want to thank you and the friends for the questions, and the Creator for this dialogue with Him. My response: well done. Basically, everyone who asks questions should dig into themselves and find answers. The fact is that I give an answer to all the questions that arise in my students. Not on those that we discuss on the internet, but on those that are already spinning in our common clee. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 28, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, a pomegranate. for the sake of bestowing to the Creator. However, in between, before one can prevail and justify his guidance, the Shehinah, divinity, is in the dust. This means that the work by way of faith, called the Shehinah, is in exile, cancelled in the dust. And he said about that, neither they nor their reward. This means that he cannot stand the period in between. And this is the meaning of his reply to him, I am crying for this and for that, Baal HaSulam, Shemati 129, the Shehinah in the dust. Question, it is written that he cannot stand the period in between, and is crying for this and for that. What does it mean? Answer, a person cannot feel a state that feels like distancing from the Creator. Since he does not agree with this, he corrects these states, and gradually they are filled with light. Question, what are the bestowing Tzelim of the Ten? Answer, this is a state when a Ten gathers together and wants to do something for the sake of bestowing to the Creator. Then these Kelim, vessels, which they try to connect together in order to bestow to the Creator, are filled with the Shehinah. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 27, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, the Shehinah in the Dust. Questions about spiritual work, 39. Question, what is the intention to bring contentment to the Creator? Answer, it is to make the Creator feel good. It can be a prayer, a request, or a spiritual action. Question, what are the conditions of correction in order to feel not shame, but the light that you want to pass to us? Answer, only connection between us. Nothing else. Talk to each other about the ways to come even closer to each other. Question, what prayer should be the main one in the last generation according to the place and action? Answer, connect with the friends and then together adhere to the Creator. Nothing else. Question, it is said that there is a big difference between prayer today and prayer tomorrow. What does it mean? Answer, every day we have to think about new connections and new aspirations to the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 25, 2023, Writings of Rabash. What is, every day they will be as new in your eyes, in the work? How can I help a friend? Question, how can I help a friend if I am not sure I have the correct intention? Answer, you can help a friend by example. And if this does not help, then talk to the ten so that the whole ten begins to influence him. Question, what do we have other than personal example? Answer, you have everything in your head and heart to make the unification absolute. Question, I often think about what you would say when I perform an action. Is this true or do you still need to feel your heart more? Answer, the heart, the teacher, the ten. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 25, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam. Round about him it storms mightily. The first murder in history. Arkady writes, I have never heard such an explanation of the Torah as you explain it. Everyone talks about human laws that are described there, and you say that this is instruction on how to get out of egoism. Everyone says that Adam and Eve, Abraham, Moses were people, but you say they are powers. I beg you to explain, what is this story with Cain and Abel? I am sure it is important for everyone to know what happened there because it was the first murder in history, and it gave impetus to all the murders on earth. As you know, Cain and Abel were the children of Adam and Eve. Cain was a tiller of the soil and Abel was a shepherd of flocks. The Creator liked Abel's sacrifice more than Cain's. And then it is said that out of envy one killed the other. Cain killed Abel. It is even written, and while they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and slew him. Can you tell me what this is talking about? Answer, it is about the fact that a person follows his egoism and fulfills all its demands. Question, who is Abel and who is Cain? What is it in a person? Answer, These are two directions, two forces, in our development. Abel is a relatively good path. And Cain is a tougher path, one who believes that everything can be achieved by force. So they quarreled among themselves. All this is inside a person. Question: so this strong path, Cain, prevailed? And is this what humanity has become as a result? Is what we see today all the consequence of Cain in us? Answer: yes. Question: it is said everywhere that this happened because of envy. What is this in us, Cain has envy? Answer: I would say that they both have envy. The only difference is in the implementation of this envy. Cain's implementation is forceful while Abel's is diplomatic and peaceful. That is, envy also came to us from the collision of two forces. That is why all these periods are called forefathers. Question: the story about Cain and Abel says that the Creator, before this murder, said to Cain, "Why are you so vexed, and why is your face downcast? After all, if you do good, you will be forgiven, and if you do not do good, sin lies at the entrance, and you are attracted to it. You rule over it." These phrases have become known worldwide, everyone repeats them. What is it like when they tell you, "Come to your senses. Sin lies at the entrance. You must rule over it." What does this mean? Answer: it means to rule over your sin, over your impulses, over the Cain in yourself. And, of course, it does not work out. Question: and what is it that the Creator says to man? Where does it come from? How does this manifest itself? Answer: this is the inner conscience, this is the inner strength of a person which, in principle, tells him that this is not the right thing to do. But, as you can see, this does not help to this day. Question: yes, this does not help yet. Does everyone have this inside? Answer: everyone has it, of course. Question: so the very last scoundrel has an inner conscience? Answer: it is much easier to kill and bury. Question: exactly. This is so relevant. Why was this done? Why was this released into the world? This is about the basics. Answer: it is so that a person can be convinced that the only correct path is the path of love for each other. But it is very difficult. Question: so the foundation is still love? Answer: yes. Question: does this show us that this path is wrong? But humanity has followed this path. Answer: this is our nature. Question: how can we return to the path of love, which is at the foundation of everything? Answer: realize it. Now we need to realize that the path we have taken in our development over thousands of years is wrong. Question: to do this, it was necessary to go through suffering, murder, and now everything continues? Answer: of course. But we do not know how deep it is. How much of a revolution this must be within a person's entire system, his relationship with himself and with others. Question: so what should happen between Cain and Abel? Answer: they should understand how to treat each other. And they should correctly divide among themselves what they received from the Creator. Question: so, if the Creator preferred Abel, then what should Cain have done? Answer: break himself. But I cannot imagine how it is possible. Question: although, this phrase is said, sin lies at the entrance. You must rule over it. So this is the main phrase here? Answer: yes. Question: and we cannot do this? Answer: number question: how can we do this? We could not to this day. Answer: I don't know. Killing the root of evil in you is impossible. This is how the Creator created us. But we still have to ask him. Comment: this is an instruction from him, you must rule over it. My response: I want to rule over myself, over my original sin, but you must help me with this. This was practically Cain's mistake. Question: and now it is the mistake of humanity, which does not find Cain within itself, by and large. Answer: yes. Look how everyone justifies themselves. Question: what should we do to find the Cain, the murderer, the envious person in us. Answer: our most important task must be the truth. Rise above our nature, above egoism. Today, this is absolutely a fantasy. Question: why is it getting worse and worse? Answer: man is developing. These are all layers of development. They accumulate and cover each other, and eventually become dot somewhere there, in their depths, even their original cause is not visible. Question: yes. We do not see that we are like that. We do not see that Cain is at our core. What needs to happen so that love and truth suddenly prevail in a person? Answer: this is called awareness of evil. How can we get there? I don't know. To do this, we need the Creator to reveal to us that we, all people, are relatives to each other, so that like my little child, or grandson, anything, let's say that is as the most precious thing I have, I can see that it is in a stranger. Somehow we need to understand this. Comment: that is, I can still somehow see this in my child, but I need to see it in a stranger. My response: in someone else's child, in a stranger, you should see something so close, so dear and beloved that is higher than you. Then maybe it will work out. Question: is this possible? Answer: if the Creator shows our connection between us, our dependence, where truly a stranger becomes closer to you than you are to yourself. Question: anyway, we should come to this prayer? Answer: yes. Question: and then, perhaps, he will show. But will he show? Answer: I am sure of it. Question: do you have hope only in him, generally? Answer: of course. Certainly. There is no hope for anything anymore. Only if the Creator does it for us. Let's hope. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 19, 2023.